Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're back here on the Saints Coaches Show on the Community Coffee Saints Radio Network. Mike Dettelier along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. And online now with the Saints linebackers coach, Michael Hodges. Mike, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Yeah, man. Appreciate you guys having me on.
Mike, one of the things over the offseason, we do this camp in Thibodeau, Louisiana Line Camp. Pete Jenkins runs it. Pete's been coaching now, I think he told me, 54 years. He's 82 years old. And he says, you know, the one position that has changed more than anything in that time frame has been the linebacker spot. He said, man, you know, back 70s, 80s, you were looking for this big thumper in the middle or that big-time edge rusher that looked like a defensive end that could play outside linebacker. And he said some of that is true off the edge. But it's really changed because if you can't cover, you coming out the game, you run out of downs. So your thoughts on that, and also the progress of Pete Werner. Because taking a look at him on the hoof, he looks like a big, strong safety. Maybe it's the number he wears. I don't know. But, man, his instincts and his smarts to play this game really jumps out at you. So the thought about the change in what you were maybe looking for years ago at linebacker, what you got to get today because it's more of a pitch-and-catch game, and also to the progress of Pete Werner.
Yeah, sure. Look, I've been down to that camp in Thibodeau. I went down there with Nielsen a few years ago, The one thing that hasn't changed is teaching, you know, and that's one thing that Pete Jenkins has done a great job of. But really, to your question, that's really a big part of our evaluation. If we can't answer a prospect's ability to cover, and if we're not evaluating that part of his game well, we're going to put ourselves in a bind. And so You nailed it on the head. That's a critical part of the linebacker play now, and it just is something added on to what hasn't changed, which is the instincts and the leadership and the intelligence and those types of things that we always are sure to hold those guys accountable for as well. As far as Pete, look, he's a smart player who came in here with a mature mindset and has continued each week, both as a young player and learning and asking questions, but also perfecting his process, and that's helped him prepare and perform the way he has the last few weeks as a pretty good linebacker in the NFL right now.
Well, you know, Coach Hodges, along those lines, because we've seen it in a preseason game, that's why I think he's back on board, even though he's with the practice squad. What I have noticed about Pete Werner and Chase Hansen is that play recognition, that they're able to react, and then that's how you get tackles for a loss or no gains and all that, that you're not sitting and waiting to react. Now, you got to be able to make tackles, obviously, but if you can, if you can recognize a certain play or a scheme and attack it, I think we've seen that with Chase Hansen. It was back on the radar after all the injuries. And then Pete Werner, obviously, from the get-go, when from the Atlanta game when he was ready to play.
Yeah, if you asked us to identify one particular trait that that it's going to either hold back or allow a player to excel in the linebacker room, and it's going to be instincts. And that's really what it is. Now, there's things that you can do to get a tick ahead on that and continue to improve that. A lot of that is innate and developed in your younger years as you develop into a college football player. But it's a really, really important, critical point that we focus on in our evaluation of these players. And look, we've got a linebacker room of that with a bunch of guys with good instincts, and so it's fun to coach.
Now, you know, Coach Hodges, one thing, looking at the defense where we're at, I wish our scoring defense was better. Obviously, in this day and age, you can hold a team into the teens. Shame on you if you don't win. But we were outstanding red zone defense against the Vikings. They were only 2 of 5, 40%, and we're able to have the number one red zone defense last year. And it didn't start out this way for the game as far as third down defense. But we've been outstanding. It's been like low 30%. So when you're trying to get off the field, now I wish we had more takeaways, but I think our red zone defense and third down defense has been outstanding.
Yeah, you look, it all starts with DA, and then you've got Ryan Nielsen and Chris Richard who do a great job preparing us for the week. Obviously, last year was a big jump from the year before that in the red zone, and that's been a big part of the success of this defense. We got off to a slow start a little bit on third down. You mentioned that. Stubbed our toe a few times there, but look, really got to give Minnesota some credit. They did a good job of attacking some of our man coverage early on in that game. So DA had to sprinkle in a few different calls in there to allow us to pass some of those things off, which really paid dividends as the game went on and got us back on track to be a, you know, pretty dominant third down defense again.
Now, Coach Hodges, how would you describe like DeMario Davis? And look at all your coaching experience and players you've been around. To me, that's like a fantasy to coach a guy like that, simply because he's not only leading by example, but also a vocal leader, and then he can back it up, you know, getting the players fired up. We've seen Drew Brees do that. We've seen Double D, DeMario Davis do that. It just seems like he's been a truly special player for the Saints on defense and being that leader that you need.
Look, you've nailed it. DeMario's special in a lot of ways. I think he's developed. He's in, I think, year 11 now, and he's growing into that role, able to be here under Drew for a few years before Drew left, and learn from that player as a leader. But really what makes DeMario special is all the things you see. Those are all true, and I don't want to discredit any of that. But really his continued trust in the process, his continued effort to becoming a better football player each week. It doesn't change. I mean, it's not uncommon for him to say, hey, where's the 1% this week, or where's the 1% today, Hodges? And we focus on that. And so that's allowed this player to continue to be better and better and better year in and year out over the last few years that he's been here. It's really been, you said it, but it's been a privilege to coach.
Coach, the other thing, too, is ability to rush the quarterback. If that's what you had really asked him to do, he'd be elite in that, too.
Yeah, I think that this guy, he coined the term hybrid, whatever the hell that is, a couple years ago, and he likes to fancy himself as a guy that can do everything. I don't think he can play quarterback, but he thinks he can, and he's just a guy that can do a lot of things, and we just got to put him in the right position to do them. And so that's what we do, you know, Tuesday through Friday, of trying to make sure we get our guys in the best position to make plays for us and to use their best traits to our advantage.
Now, Coach Hodges, how does this come into play? Because a lot of competition at linebacker and only so many guys could start. But how does that process come about with you and Coach Rizzi as far as special teams? You look at a contribution. Obviously, Andrew Dowell got everyone's attention last year on special teams. Now he needs to step it up this year on that. And then you look like a Zach Bond, Caden Ellis. And then I talked about Chase Hansen on the practice squad, Nephi Sewell, And then Eric Wilson. So how does that – does that conversation, you talk about the final roster and everything comes about, how important that not just being purely a linebacker, but your contribution that if you had to go in the game at linebacker, maybe in a pinch if you are a backup, but you are a starter when it comes to special teams. How does that work with you and Coach Rizzi as far as who's on activated or who's not? Does that come into play with you? Or that is that a Coach Rizzi call, or that's a combination?
Well, I think it's a combination. But really, at the end of the day, we identify who's going to be playing the most. And if you're not a starter, you better have a role with our special teams. And that doesn't just start once the game week comes around. That starts back when we are in the off season and evaluating players in college, evaluating players in free agency. You know, what is our vision for that player? If he's a first and second down starter, okay, what is he going to be? What is he going to be for us on special teams? If he's not that, he has to have a role in Rizzi's room. And ultimately, when we look at it each week, you talk about this, it almost seems cliche when teams talk about being balanced both offensive, defensively, and special teams. But really, man, that's a focus of every one of our staff meetings each day is, okay, how's this roster going to play out for this weekend to make sure we have the best chance to win? So it's a consistent, continuous conversation of trying to get the right balance there.
Hodges, looking at Zach Bond, you know, some fans are disappointed, but I'm looking at he's amongst the leader in tackles on special teams. So even though he hasn't saw the field as a defensive player, he's contributed at a high level right there with JT Gray on special teams.
Yes, Zach's done a great job. Zach's a critical factor on our special teams, and he prepares in our meeting room, in the linebacker meeting room, as if he's the starting will linebacker. So, when the opportunity comes, if it does, he's going to be ready. Right now, his role is to be a key contributor and star on special teams, and that's why he's owning it the way he is.
Coach, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. We really appreciate it, and good luck this coming Sunday against Seattle.
All right, guys. Appreciate
yeah,
it.
Yeah, Coach Hodges, just tell him take away the football. We need to create more turnovers.
We need to be in the plus route.
Yeah.
I promise you that is a focus on our end, fellas.
All right.
Thank you, Coach. We appreciate it. Mike Hodges, the linebackers coach for the New Orleans Saints. We'll take a break and finish it up here on the Community Coffee Saints Radio Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.